Welcome to Ephraim Yerushalmi Shir, sponsor for the month of Tevis by Janine and Kyle Nathan, in honor of their newest grandchildren, Aliza Rochel, born to their children Brad and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha, born to their children Matthew and Lizzie. We should all share in Simchas. For more sponsorship opportunities, please reach out. We're only in Shabbos Daf and Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting the two dots, five lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Tano, ein yoitzim be'istemo. Istema is a type of a headband that there's strings that are hanging from it. Now this headband is now woven. It's now made out of shti ve'erev. So says the Gemara, shloisha dvarim nemru be'istemo. There's three things that are said about istemo. Aleph, ein bo mishum kilayim. There's no kilayim, because kilayim is only when it's woven. Ve'einu metam be'negoyim. There's no negoyim, because negoyim on clothing is only when you have shti ve'erev. Because it's not a tachshit, it's a load, it's a masui. Rav Shimon Lozoy Meir, af ein bo mishum haTorah leKalos. There's a special gzeir Chazal said that Kalos, that get married, are not allowed to wear certain things that look like crowns. This is not included in the gzeir. Continues the Gemara, says, v'lo b'yushal zov, a woman should not go out with a city of gold, which means it's a type of tachshit, type of jewelry that has a design of the city of gold. Specifically, there's a jewelry that has a shape of Yerushalayim made out of gold, and that's what we're talking about. Rabbanan the Kisur Amin, Prois Toik Taklin. This is a name of a tachshit, name of a jewelry that they had those days. Rabbi Akiva gave his wife this jewelry with the design of a city made out of gold. So the wife of Rabbi Gamliel got jealous. She saw Rabbi Akiva's wife and she got jealous. Also, she came to her husband and said, I want too. Did you do to me the same way the wife of Rabbi Akiva did to him? What did she do? They have a masbino mikleisa deresho. She used to sell her hair. V'yavislein, she gave him the money. V'uloi b'oraisa, is able to learn Torah. So she dedicated herself for his Torah learning. So therefore, she gets this jewelry. Says the Gemara, Tama, Tanina, we learn over there, Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Two things in name of Rabbi Elazar. What's the two things? Yaitza Isha B'Yushal Zov, that a woman could go out to Yushal Zerabim with the city of Zov, because only important women have it, and there's no chashash, she'll remove it and show it to her friends. Umafrichi Yainim Psulim Minaidus. The ones that bet on doves that are flying to see who's going to get first, so these bettors are Psulim Minaidus, because they're considered to be gamblers. Tani Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says that a woman who goes out with Yerushal Zov to Yerushal Zerabim is considered to be a load and is she's Chayev Chatos. Says the Gemara, Bein Rabbi Meir L'Rabbanon Nicho. Rabbi Meir L'Rabbanon are not so extreme, the difference between them. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, he says you're Chayev Chatos. The Chachamim point to Chachamim say you're not Chayev Chatos. It's not considered to be a real load. The problem is only maybe she'll remove it and show it to her friends. So it's only Yisud L'Rabbanon, but it's still Aser. But the blazer and the blazer are also not so far from each other, because the blazer matlas is motor to go and choose rabbi. The chachamim say it's aser, but it's only with the rabbon. But being Rameir and blazer kasho, Rameir and blazer are two extremes. Rameir Michayov, he says it's chayv chatos, means it's aser with the raiso to go out with his jewelry, and a blazer matlas is motor to do it. That's two extreme opinions. And the Gemara stays with this question: how can it be two extreme opinions? Rabbi Nani bar Susi Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar said name Rabbi Elazar. Kol Makom Shomru Loi Teitzei V'im Yotzos Chayves Chatos. It says not to go with something out to Shus Rabbim, and a woman who does go out with it, she's Chayev Chatos. Anything that says Asura that says by Bechotzer. In that case, you're not allowed to take this item into the Chotzer, even though Chotzer is not a Yisur D'oraisa. The Chotzer is only when they're a bunny. You're not allowed to go out to carry things from the house to the courtyard. But because if she goes to Shus Rabbim, it's Yisur D'oraisa. So even to the chotzer, she's not allowed to go out. Maybe she'll go out to Shus Rabbim. But if they said don't go out, even she goes out to Shus Rabbim, it's only Yisur D'rabbanan, not Yisur D'oraisa. Muteres that says by the chotzer. Then she could go out to the chotzer, because in the chotzer, even she removes is not a problem. And a gzeira, maybe she'll go out to Shus Rabbim. That's already a gzeira and a gzeira. Even Shus Rabbim itself is only derabanan. So chotzer out to Shus Rabbim, just because of Shus Rabbim, that's already a double gzeira. Says the Gemara, Rabbo Bar Koyin, Peshem Rav Sheshes, Mastiso Amor Kain. The Mishnah says it, because it says, Bekovul Ubepei Anochis Bechotzi. It says in the Mishnah that she could go out with the undercap and with a wig to the chatzar. Undercap, you're not allowed to go to Shusar Rabim. But it's only a Sudar Abadon. So you see, whatever you can't go to Shusar Rabim, you still can go to the chatzar. So the more of Laibishav Shirim Bachio, I feel the mock of Shomuloi Tetze, Vim Yotso Ein Chavit Chatos, he comes to argue that even if we said that he goes to Shusar Rabim, she's not Chavit Chatos, a Sur Latzet Bele Chatzar, she still can't go out to the chatzar. And it's not a zero, it's not a double zero, because it's kula chad zero, it's one big zero, not to go out from the house with this jewelry, not to the chatzar, and really not to Shusar Rabim as well. As Rav Chaim adds, that only kovel is the only thing that they are allowed to go to the chatzar. Meaning what we brought a raya from before, the kovel, the undercap, you can go to the chatzar, it's a one exception to the rule. There they allowed her, so she has something to wear. But in general, we don't allow. That was the only example that we brought, she could go out to the chatzar. Ask the Gemara, Vayish, Alidei Sheino Shochotz Mutter, what about a man? A man is not going to come, he doesn't have this gaiva to show his friend his jewelry. Can he go out with jewelry to Shusar Rabim? So the one is Shreini Ben Ador, let's learn from the following. Rav Gamliel, Rebbe, Rav Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, Yord Letar B'toch Chatzer B'Shabbos. He went to his Chatzer on Shabbos. Umavter Shazor B'Yoto, and he had a golden key in his hand. His friends told him, the friends of Gamliel says, do not do that, because this is a tachshit we should not take out with you. So says the one on the base, Adam, you see over here that if it's made for tachshit, you cannot go out with it, not only to Shusar Rabim, even to the chatzah, you don't know how to go out with it. Adam, meaning, we talk about a key which is made for both to open things and as a tachshit. If it's made only to open, you could take it in the chatzar. From here you see, there's no difference between a man and a woman. Same issue that you have with a woman, you have with a man. This teaches you also, whatever you now take out to the Shusar Rabim, you now take out to the chatzar as well, even if it's only issue the rabbanon. Because here, this key is only a Sudar Abanan. It's a tachshit. The problem is maybe if you come and show it to his friends. That's why now I go to Shusar Rabim. It's only Gzeir Abanan, and still you say, you cannot take it out to the Chatzar. We explain this more based on the Pashup Shat, Reb Chaim, he has over here a few other explanations how to learn the Mahalach of the Gemara. Halacha Be'ezuk de Mishnah. Lo Yeitza Yish B'Sandal Mesumer. You're not allowed to go out with a sandal that has in it nails. He can't go out with only one sandal, bisman she'ein biraglumako, when the other foot doesn't have a wound to it. Because if he's going only with one sandal, they can assume that the other sandal is carrying. But if he has a wound in the other foot, so it's clear that the reason he's not wearing the sandal is because he has a wound. V'loy b'tfilin, should not go out with tefillin. V'loy b'kameya, bisman she'einu min amumche. Now the kameya is written for healing purposes, was not written by a mumche, by someone who's such an expert. Because the tefillin in this type of kameya, they may remove it in Shusar Rabim. V'loy b'shirion in armor, v'loy b'kazdo in helmet, v'loy b'magafayim boots, v'im yotzo einu chayv chatos. All these things are clothing, but Rabbanan has to take them out, so therefore it's not chayv chatos if he did go out to the street with it. Why can he not go out with a sandal that has nails in it? A woman that are pregnant saw the sandal and it has a very sharp edge. And they saw the sharp edge and got so scared that they had a miscarriage. Walking on this sandal with nails makes so much noise that pregnant women see it and have a miscarriage. Some say what it says in the Bavli as well. In the time of Shmad, they all hid in a cave and they heard some noise. They thought it was the enemy, so they all got scared and they trampled on each other with this sandal Mesumer, with his nailed shoes, and they hurt each other and killed each other. And then Rabbanu Regoizen not to wear sandal Mesumer. What's the difference between these answers, between these explanations? Hadoisto. It's a sandal that has nails, but it doesn't have a sharp edge. Mandamai, the one who said Shiroys is Roishum Apilois, that I see this sharp edge and therefore they have a miscarriage. Mutter, this one does not have a sharp edge. Mandamai Shushum is Koilum Apilois, the one who says that you hear the noise of the nails. Or because of the nails they kill each other, Usr. Then you're not allowed to wear it, even if it doesn't have a sharp edge. According to the third explanation, it's all because of the Shmat. So once the Shmat passed, L'chor now should be Mutter. It's only then when they were hiding in the caves. We didn't have a new Bezdin to come and cancel the Gzeira and Gzeira that was Nigzar in the beginning. The only way to stop it is only if you have a very chosh of a Bezdin to come and cancel it. So it says, if the problem is Sadam is Sumer, that the nails kill each other when they're hiding in the cave, so why only in Shabbos, even in the weekday, should be a problem? So the more oichid by nashom mehavle trained sandalin chad lechoyel v'chad leshofto, meaning those days usually people did not have two pairs of shoes; they had only one pair. So if you tell them not to have it in Shabbos, we mean they won't have it in the weekday. So there was no special gzeir for the weekday; there was no need for that. They did it for Shabbos. We mean it was for the weekday as well. Says more Tani Tolo Alav Matlis Melamata Mutter. If you put a some kind of a pad, some kind of a kerchief underneath the nails, and the nails now covered, even though they're his nails, but you can't see it, then it's mutter. So more if you don't have Shmuel Avis Ragli Shachko, he had a wound in his leg which caused him a lot of pain, and he needed to use these sandals that have nails in them. The Hovdunle can't. So that's what they did. They gave him the sandal Musumar, but they put a patch underneath it, and that's why he was mutter. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Mem Beis.